Good morning and welcome back to the Dumpty Blog's Morning Coffee Podcast, DBMC Radio. Hope you're having a great morning, great day, maybe a cup of coffee. And today we're going to have five more tercets in Canto 16 of Paradiso, when the pilgrim is talking with his great-great-grandfather, Caccia Guida. And just a couple of small things about the investment stuff. So we're going to change today. We have a small position in Tesla. We're going to get rid of that and we're going to put it into ARM instead, one of the chip makers, and the one that has actually doubled in 4 days now, just since the middle of last week. And then we'll see how that goes. And also Bitcoin went up above $50,000. So that is maybe like a psychological threshold as well. And then we'll see how that keeps moving. So overall, our portfolio from about 3.5 weeks ago is now up like 6-7% in total. So that's very good for about a month. And then we'll see where it goes from here. So then switching gears over to Paradiso, the bigger picture, the overall picture of virtue and more like the spiritual. So Dante is talking with Caccia Guida, and then we had from last time his new question in this elevated tone when he's using the voi form instead of tu, and he asks about Caccia Guida's ancestors, his events that made a mark on his childhood, and also who were the people who were considered kind of the most virtuous and higher ranked in this old Florence in the early 1100s. So he continues here and saying, so this is just the voice of the author Dante, come si avviva allo spirar dei venti. Carbone in fiamma, così vidio quella luce risplendere a miei blandimenti. So, as it is enlivened from the breath of the wind, a coal, kind of a lump of coal, in like already in flames, how is then kind of the flames are then enlivened from it? In this way, I saw this light shining more strongly from my kind words, my compliments. E come agli occhi miei si fe più bella, così con voce più dolce e soave, ma non con questa moderna favella. So he says, and like it was, or this light then of Caccia Guida became more beautiful to my eyes, in the same way, with a voice more sweet and gentle, but not with this, it's kind of fun part here, moderna favela, is like not with this modern speak, like the modern way of talking. Dissemi, he told me, da quel di che fu detto ave al parto in che mia madre, che è ora santa, si alleviò di me, ondera grave. So now he talks about when he was born, and the way he is describing this is saying that from the time when it was said Ave, like Ave Maria, the Annunciation, to the time when my mother, who is now a saint, alleviated herself of me from whence she was pregnant. As al suo leon 550 e 30 fiate, venne questo fuoco a rinfiammarsi sotto la sua pianta. So, like in its lion, the constellation of lion, 580 times, he actually says 550 and 30 times, went this light, and this is now suddenly like the fire is Mars. It went to re-inflame itself under its paw, meaning then like that part of the lion constellation. So Mars made 580 cycles under this paw of the constellation, which is then more or less 1100 years. So that is then from the Annunciation until Caccia Guida was born, which is about 1090. Then li antichi miei e io nacqui nel loco dove si trova pria l'ultimo sesto da quei che corre il vostro annual gioco. So the like my ancestry, like the antiquities of mine, and I, we were born in the place where you find the part of the city, like the sixth part, as it was called, where from whence again you have the run of our annual games, meaning the horse race, the Il Palio, that they had in Old Florence. So Cacciaguida is just saying that, like, about 1100 years after the Annunciation, I was born, and I was born in the same place as my ancestors, which is in this sixth district of the Old Florence. So it's more or less descriptive, this part. He just starts telling his own biography a bit more detailed this time. It's very brief in Canto 15. Now we're getting a bit more detail. And there's also a very beautiful, like, the poetry here is so light flowing, beautiful. So you could really see Dante as a poet being kind of at his best here in just conveying this feeling of elevation in beauty and virtue through just the rhythm and the sounds of this little passage. So that's all we had for this one. A part of this this canto so far is more descriptive. Like, some cantos you have, like, you have to stop and spend the day on one or two tercets, at least one day, but sometimes it's just a bit more, like, laying out the historical background. So that's all we had for this one, and then hope that some of this was interesting, a little bit of a tiny little drop of inspiration maybe for the day, and hope you're still having a great day, and maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Bye bye.